Good afternoon, everybody. We hope you're all keeping well, keeping safe. I'm going to read some verses today from Matthew chapter 16 and verses 24 and 25. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it." Take up the cross and follow me. Whoever loses his life, the Lord Jesus Christ said, for my sake and for the gospel's shall find it. These verses are speaking of surrender and they're speaking of sacrifice. They're speaking about losing one's life or losing one's reputation and giving all that we are and all that we have to the Saviour. Just about 3.5 years ago, 2016, there was an American footballer who played in the NFL for the San Francisco 49ers. His name was Colin Kaepernick. And in protest to supposed police violence during some of the great games for the 49ers, whenever they were singing the national anthem at the beginning of the game and everybody would stand to attention in respect of their nation and respect of their flag, this individual would have kneeled in protest to civil injustices that he felt were just so important. And it caused a real furore in the whole NFL, and indeed the nation. The president got involved and said these people should be called to resign or they should be sacked from their position. It really divided a nation over whether or not somebody should stand or kneel for the national anthem in the face of such beliefs. But after he resigned his position, Nike, the great sporting company, were celebrating 30 years of their Just Do It advertisement. And they employed Colin Kaepernick to advertise some of their products. And they invented a new slogan for their advertising campaign, which was this: believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. And there was a man who believed in something, and as he thought, was willing to sacrifice everything for what he believed. And that's so true, and how much more true should it be of those of us who profess to be Christians and profess to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Covenanters, the Reformers, the early Christian martyrs, men like Stephen, men like Hugh Latimer, were all willing to sacrifice everything because they believed in something. So was our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. He believed in the necessity of coming into this world to redeem a people unto God, and that meant going to the cross, yielding up his life as a sacrifice for our sins. And here in Matthew chapter 6, he said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Sacrificing everything because you believe in something. We live in a world that's unwilling to face the implications of Calvary and the implications of the cross. But if we really believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God and he loved us and gave himself for us, that means that we should be willing to identify with the cross and take up the cross. The Saviour said, "Whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it." Do you believe in anything today? Do you believe the Bible? Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you believe in the cross? If that's the case, Paul said, "Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. This is really the principle of the cross in the life of the Christian. Take up the cross today and believe in something and stand up for something so that the world looking on might see that Jesus Christ means something to you.